This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Lord, you ask us what we are looking for. You say, come and see. Help us do just that by taking our minds and thinking through them. Take our lips and speak through them. Take our hearts and souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Please be seated. My goal in today's sermon is simple. If I could have the ushers, please, Karen and Karen, if you would bring the cards and pencils down the center aisle. If you did not get a card when you came in, you're going to need a card and a pencil. Anybody that needs one, please raise your hand if you didn't get one when you came in. Just a few up front here, I think, Karen and Karen. So on your cards, this goal today in our sermon is that you will have a takeaway, literally, with a simple question and a simple answer. And the simplicity of it is that this is something that will guide you for the rest of your life. Pretty simple, right? So on the card, I'd like you to write the question, the simple question, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? And then I'd like you to write in the line below it or a few lines down, whatever you want, the answer, come and see. Come and see. What are you looking for? Believe me, by the end of this sermon, you're going to have it. You're going to hear it a lot. What are you looking for? Come and see. Everybody got it? Yeah? This question and this answer, as written in the Gospel of John, were the first words spoken by the Word. And that's another name that John gives for Jesus, the Word. You've heard people say that, right? We stay in the Word. Well, in John's Gospel, John describes something a little bit different when he talks about Jesus. John's Gospel is different from the other three. Remember, there are four: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we have, it's important for us to know, before I give you the setting and get into our story, it's important for you to know why we hear from John today, because we don't normally hear from John. We join with churches around the world in what's called a revised common lectionary, meaning a book with all the readings for the whole year in it, and it's a three-year cycle. This year, right now, year A, is Matthew. Next year will be Mark, and then the next year will be Luke, and then we start over again, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. John doesn't have a year because John's gospel is interspersed throughout the year. And we hear a lot about John at Easter time. A lot from John and a lot about him. However, today we take a break from Matthew and we hear from the gospel of John every single year, the second Sunday of Epiphany. Last week, we celebrated Epiphany. Remember, we had the wise men, and we talked about them coming to the light with Jesus. Well, today is the second Sunday after Epiphany. So every single year, if you're paying attention, you'll know this is the gospel that you're going to hear, and there's a reason for it. John's gospel is cosmic. It's universal. It's all-inclusive. It talks about all being one. And the Father and I are one. And it's kind of hard to understand from the regular logical linear mode of some of the other gospels. This one asks us to be kind of mystical in taking a look at it. So I'm hoping that that will help you as we go into the text, because in the very beginning of this gospel, we're in the first chapter of John today, but in the very beginning, before we get here, he identifies the word. So the first lines of the gospel of John are, "In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God." Okay, are you with me so far? Right? And then a few lines later, he writes, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory." So John gets us thinking right off the bat, now get this, that Christ lived before being incarnated as Jesus of Nazareth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and then the Word became flesh. Okay, so that's kind of mind-blowing. But also, as we go through the gospel, he talks about Jesus being before, Christ being before Jesus walked the earth, and present with us now in the power of the Holy Spirit, and also ahead of us. So John is mystical because it's beyond time when you start reading John. It's just kind of out there. It's my favorite. You probably guessed that. It's just this amazing realization that something different is going on. Something different is going on. Okay, so now the setting for today's gospel. John the Baptist has been telling everybody about Jesus coming. He is a great prophet. People flock from all over to hear from him. He's a baptizer. He's called John the Baptist because of that. Now you might wonder why he was baptizing when really that's our initiation into the Christian life, but he was baptizing because it was symbolizing an ancient Jewish tradition of ritual cleansing, especially when somebody would start something new. So just the day before our reading today, Jesus had come to John, asked him to baptize him because he was starting a new ministry. And so John baptized him. And so John now is seeing Jesus walking down the road, and he's saying, "Look, he's here. This is him. This is the guy I told you about." And those of you that were with me, remember yesterday when I baptized him, a dove came down and landed on him, and we heard a voice of God saying, "This is my son, the beloved." Look, there he goes. He's walking down the road. Well, two of his followers, John had his own followers, like I said, two of his disciples, Andrew and Peter, he would be named Peter, saw him, and they left John. They figured they'd go after Jesus. And they started following Jesus. Jesus must have felt them coming, turns around and says, "What are you looking for? What are you looking for?" Big question. And they said to him, "Where are you staying? Where are you staying?" They wanted to be with him. They couldn't be anywhere else. They were compelled to be with Jesus. They wanted to be with him and to know everything. What are you looking for? They weren't sure, but they were going to keep finding out by being with Jesus. So I ask you, whether you are sure that you want to be a follower of the way of Christ or not, and all of us have doubts from time to time, or whether you are definitely sure, I'd like you to take a moment and take that card and just look at the first line or look at the screen, and I'd like you to take a moment as if you are being asked that question. And close your eyes if you'd like. What are you looking for? Just take a moment. What are you looking for? Our answers will vary depending on our life situation, right? Maybe you're looking for comfort in deep grief. Maybe you're looking to be the comforter to someone else. Maybe you're looking for an answer of whether or not your application for a new apartment is going to get accepted, and if not, that you're going to know where to go. Maybe you're just praying for guidance about a difficult situation in your work or your personal life or your home, or you're trying to make some big decisions, or you're trying to learn how to deal with someone who's very troubled. What are you looking for? Maybe peace and answers, right? Well, the answer that Jesus is saying is come and see. Come and see. Now, I was talking to a friend the other day about this and kind of talking over what I was going to be doing in my sermon. And I was saying, you know, I wonder how you would answer that. And he said, well, he said, I think the come and see part means stop looking. Depend on me. That was his take. It reminded me of a story that I heard about, I don't know how many of you, I'm really dating myself here, but some of you were around in the 90s, to when the WWJD movement came around, you know, and all the bracelets and everything, what would Jesus do? And then it kind of became a thing, and now they kind of joke about it, like what would, you know, I don't know, Michael Jordan do or something. So back, this guy was telling the story in this book that I read about this young girl in a youth group, and this was back in the early 2000s or something, and they were supposed to take the WWJD bracelet home, and they were supposed to wear it for the week as an experiment for when something difficult came. They were supposed to ask themselves, what would Jesus do, and reply in kind. So, you know, it would be all about loving your neighbor as yourself, and it was pretty good exercise. You know, a lot of people did it, and it was great to be thinking in that way, but there was a young woman in the youth group. She kind of had a curious look on her face, and she just kind of sat there like shaking her head. Something didn't sit right about this with her. She's just kind of shaking. And so when the youth group leader asked her if she wanted to share something, she said no. She said, I'll do it. I understand. And so she did, and they left, came back the next week. Little young woman came back, still had her bracelet on. They all sat down ready to share their experience, and this girl still had the same kind of look on her face. Kind of shaking her head. Something didn't quite feel right to her. She couldn't figure it out. And so she asked if she could talk to the youth group leader privately afterwards. And he said yes. And so they met. And she said, you know, I really don't get this. How am I supposed to know what Jesus would do? And he said, well, we've got the Bible, and we've got other people that teach about it, and we've got all these, you know, other people that have been studying the Bible that you can go and talk to if you're not quite sure, and, you know, you can figure it out. And she said, no. She said, if I say, what would Jesus do, I am not God. I figure I should go to God and ask God what to do. She has a point. She's got a point. This is actually what Jesus is saying today. Come and see. And it's not a one-time answer. It's an evolution of our lives. It's an evolutionary process in understanding deeper and deeper and deeper what our walk in faith is about. So then when we take these little cards and put them somewhere, when you're struggling and you say and hear the voice of Christ saying, what are you looking for? Sit with it. And hear Christ saying to you, come and see. Come and see. You may not have any clue. You may not have any clue what you're looking for. And still the answer is come and see. Trust me. Trust me, like my friend was saying. Author Kyla McClurg writes about this, and I quote, to journey in the way of John and Jesus is to turn around and begin again. That's what John the Baptist was always saying. Repent, turn around, think it again, come back to center. To drop our preconceptions and to discover ourselves anew. To do religion, this is for all the people that say they're spiritual but not religious, to do religion in the world is to arrive at an understanding of God and stand firmly planted there. To do the journey is to be on pilgrimage into new regions, into the mystery. John knows his cousin Jesus, but he also knows that he does not know him. The journey is just beginning. A new way of doing religion and doing church is afoot. Don't assume you already know what it will bring or how it will go. So much is yet to be revealed. So many understandings lie beyond our understanding. And that's a good thing. Previously familiar systems and structures, people and communities, and most importantly, ourselves, whom we might know least of all, are going to surprise us. Come and see, Jesus says. Come and see your real life. End quote. It's moving forward without really knowing sometimes. We do all the work that we need to do, and then we take that next step. We honor Martin Luther King Jr. tomorrow and this week. And this quote of his also just says it all. He said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." You take that first step. Do what's before you to do in faith, following "Come and See." Put your cards in your pocket now or in your purse, and I ask that you would join me in using them whenever you're troubled, whenever you have a care. What are you looking for? Come and see.